This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with NFL analyst Boomer Esiason in just a moment. But first, Clark Griswold from National Lampoon's Vacation was named America's favorite movie dad. Chevy Chase's character topped the survey asking Americans who was their favorite dad from movies and TV. Mufasa from The Lion King came in second, followed by Jimmy Stewart's George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life. Andy Griffith's Andy Taylor from The Andy Griffith Show topped the favorite TV dad list, followed by Tim Taylor of Home Improvement and Bill Cosby's Clint Huxtable on The Cosby Show. According to research conducted for Netflix, 85% of dads have introduced their kids to the cartoons they grew up watching, or at least plan to. One reason is that 75% of fathers said that watching cartoons makes them feel like a kid again. At the same time, 76% of respondents said the shows help teach valuable life lessons. The list of cartoons favored by dads includes Inspector Gadget, along with Scooby-Doo, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and the Smurfs, among others. Family classics like The Muppet Show and DuckTales are currently in development at places like ABC and the Disney Channel. Boomer Esiason is a former pro quarterback and is now part of the NFL Today Show on CBS. But I caught up with him on a softball field.
You're about to play a charity softball game. I know you do this all the time. Charity's a big part of your life.
Well, it's a big part of the local radio station's life, WFAN. Greg obviously has TikTok Stop. I have my BEF Foundation for Cystic Fibrosis. And, you know, this is for Make-A-Wish here. And Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, you know, reached out to us and asked if we'd like to be a part of it. And certainly we said, of course. You know, when the commissioner of baseball calls you, you answer the phone and you say yes.
Now, how is the whole effort that you've done for your son? How has that gone over the years?
Well, you know, it's we started it back in 93 when Gunner was diagnosed when I was a Jet quarterback. So the last 20 or 2 years or so, we've raised about $115 million in the fight against CF. About 65 of that has gone into drug development. Another 30 has gone into, you know, the hospital building, you know, building a CF adult center here, Columbia Presbyterian in New York City. So we've been very effective. And the drugs have come fast and furious over the last 20 years. You know, Gunner's 24 now. He went to college. He graduated from Boston College. He's coaching high school football and hockey. He works for Nestle as a spokesman for their feeding tube program. So he's very active in our fight. But the good news from my eyes is that he's 24. He's thriving. And he's a real productive part of society, which is really all I could ever ask for.
And tell me about the NFL. Who do you think's had the best offseason?
Well, I think it'd be hard to argue that Green Bay hasn't had a good offseason. I think they're the odds-on favorite to make it out of the NFC along with Seattle. Seattle's still going to be a formidable foe for everybody. You know, over in the AFC, it's really hard to predict because there's some really top quality quarterbacks in the AFC North between Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. Phillip Rivers is coming back for hopefully another great year. Denver is retooling with a new offensive mindset, which I think is going to help Peyton Manning at the age of 39. So I think the AFC is a little bit more wide open. Like I said, in the NFC, I think there's two teams, and I think it's Green Bay and Seattle.
All right, not much hope for the Jets and the Giants in New York?
Well, I think the Giants are going to have a great offense. You know, when McAdoo came in here last year as the offensive coordinator, really didn't know what to expect from Eli. And Eli, quite frankly, had one of his best, if not his best, regular season ever. So with a healthy trio of wide receivers that he has, three great running backs, the addition of Shane Vereen, I think they're going to be a very formidable offense this year. I worry about their defense. And they got to get the whole JPP thing straightened out. And if they can get that straightened out, and certainly they'll have one of the better pass rushers. As far as the Jets are concerned, you know, they have everything. They have wide receivers. They have running backs. They have a quality offensive line. They have a tremendous defense. It's always going to be the big question mark for them is whether or not it's Geno Smith or Ryan Fitzpatrick. And right now, to be honest with you, it's got to be one of the worst quarterback situations in the entire NFL.
Could you go in and throw a couple for them?
I could throw it, but I couldn't take a hit. That I could tell you. I could hand it off too, I think. I'd probably hurt myself reaching for one of those faster running backs.
Well, we love you on the NFL show on CBS, and I know that you work hard for Cystic Fibrosis, another charity. So happy Father's Day to you. You've done a great job for your son.
Well, thank you so much. And Father's Day is poignant for me for two reasons. One, because of my own two kids and hopefully what I mean to them, but more importantly, what I think my dad meant to me and what he taught me growing up. And I still use all those lessons to this very day. And it's really kind of a sad day because I think of all the great memories I had with him. And I just wish I could have spent a few more Father's Days with him.
Well, thanks, Boomer. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
With Boomer Esiason of the NFL Today, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. James was a member of the jury in a murder trial. The accused had already been in jail for years and was granted a new trial on appeal. James was pretty confused with all the legal jargon, DNA evidence, and appeal discussions, so one weekend he Googled the accused and read about his past. When the court heard about James's internet research, what do you think happened? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The trial judge had to throw out the murderer's second guilty verdict because of juror misconduct, commenting that what James had done was criminal. And that's the final verdict.
Think green. Harrison with you. A new 10-year study shows 1 million men and 500,000 women die each year from eating 4 ounces or more of red meat every day, including processed meats like sausage and bologna. Now known as the red meat not only clogs the arteries and boosts blood pressure, but it actually allows cancer cells to sneak through the human immune system. And cooking of most red meat causes cancer-causing chemical reactions between sodium nitrate, a preservative used in meats, and high cooking temperatures like frying. But an even newer twist. Seems it's not just the red meat itself, but the profile for many of the participants who ate higher quantities of red meat. They also smoked, drank a lot, overate, didn't take any vitamins, exercise regularly, or eat much fiber, fruit, or vegetables. Oops. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.